The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Now, there are two benefits to asking me your question on Twitter. Number one, I'll answer it. Imagine that. And number two, exposure. If I respond to you directly on Twitter, it goes out to over 50,000 followers. And if I do a podcast, well, these get downloaded thousands of times a day. And it's nice to get your name out there. Today's question comes from Marina Politi. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly, Marina. Apologize if I am messing it up. She asks, when you already have a mailing list that doesn't know about your MLM business, what do you send them first? Your landing page? Great question. And I'll tell you, I recruit and you know, a lot of my students recruit people that are that have good brands and have email lists established and have a following, etc. And so I would say I'm a master at this exact question. And I'll tell you, it's not what you think. Okay, so most people would think either send your list, either the sign-up page or a landing page or something along those lines. And I have a huge, huge suggestion against any of that. Okay, so my suggestion, Marina, is I assume you have a mailing list that they at least know you. And if you've been a good little marketer, then you're probably providing value to them on a consistent basis. And so my suggestion to you would be I'll give you two suggestions just in case. So if you're a good little marketer and you're providing value on a consistent basis to that email list, then I would send a standard email with your, you know, blog, with your article, with your quote, with whatever value you provide to that list. And I would hit them with a PS. And that PS would say, hey guys, I've started in a new business, and I'm just curious if any of you are looking to work closer with me, respond back and we can chat. No link, no name of the company, no landing page, nothing. Okay, so keep it all your, and here's what you're doing with that. All you're doing is getting people to raise their hand. Super effective. You're not going to turn anyone off. No one knows what it is. But it's super effective. So then what you do is the people that raise their hand, it is now not an unsolicited link. So they've raised their hand saying, Marina, I want to work with you or at least learn more about possibly working with you. And that's where that's safe to send them to your video. I would, for people that raise their hand, I don't typically like sending them to a landing page to get them to raise their hand again. I like sending them directly to the opportunity or product video, whatever it is that you use, and then following up with them from there. So that's my big suggestion. And let me give you that second suggestion. If you aren't someone that is providing consistent value to your mailing list, well, you might consider that. You might, and if you're on here and you need help with that, you might check out my 3-month group coaching that is open right now. It's only open for a couple more weeks. It's called Top Earner Success School, and you can check it out at topearnersuccessschool.com, where we teach you these kind of things. We teach you how to build a list. We teach you how to build a following. We teach you recruiting and all the other core fundamentals of network marketing, but we also teach you how to brand yourself. topearnersuccessschool.com. If you aren't providing value consistently to that mailing list, I would suggest you learn how to, But if you're just not, okay, then I would just send out an email that just says pretty much what I said in the PS line. And that is, hey, everyone, it's, you know, hey there, it's Marina, and I've recently started a new business. And hey, reply back if you have any openness to being coached and mentored by me and possibly work closer with me. Let me know. Talk to you guys soon. Love ya, Marina, right? So it's just, again, no link, no name of opportunity, no pitch. You're just getting people to raise their hand. One of the most effective ways of marketing, especially via email. So I hope that that benefits you, Marina, and everyone else listening. Really, really good question. And I love it because I want to really raise the vibration of this profession. And we can do that by not spamming our links, by not, you know, hitting people with the opportunity before they're open to, before we know they're open to it. And this is, you know, this is a good, good question to go down that road. So thank you so much. Hope you got benefit out of this. Feel free to share. And if you do get benefit out of these podcasts, let me know. Go on over to my Facebook page at facebook.com/Ray Higdon page. Let me know that you love the podcast, that you like the podcast, or that you hate the podcast. And then I'd wonder why you're listening to them. But hopefully you enjoy them, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye-bye.